ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to Perfect 10. And it's the best part of the week because we have made it to Friday.
Yay!
That means we have just one final quiz before we can head into the weekend feeling considerably smarter than we did at the start of the week. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Today is the 16th of February, and it was on this day in 1959 that Fidel Castro was sworn in as the Prime Minister of Cuba, a role he held until he became the country's president in 1976. Castro finally stepped down as president in 2008 and died in 2016 when he was aged 90. Right then, let's get down to business. It's time to start today's quiz. Can you end the week with a perfect 10 score? Let's find out, because here come the questions. Question one, as always, is your starter for a perfect 10. We're starting with a 50-50. Was the Brighton Bell a train or a boat? Even if you don't know, have a guess. You've got half a chance of getting it right. Question two is our hearsay round. There will be the title of an animated movie hidden in these sounds. But can you find it? Here it comes.
On your marks, get set, go!
Hearsay, say what you hear, shout out the answer. Can you identify that animated movie? Question three, Carol lateral thinking, and it's time to crack a code. In a code where A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, all the way to Z equals 26, in the alphabet, obviously, which British band has the code 18, 1, 4, 9, 15, 8, 5, 1, 4. Right, you're probably going to have to rewind and listen to that again, and maybe pause and write down those numbers for the code in order to be able to crack it. If you have to do that, don't worry, that is not cheating here on Perfect 10. It's question four, so it's our memory round. And if you're a regular listener, you know we like to give you a recipe on Foodie Friday, so listen carefully to this one, and a question will follow.
Happy Friday, and welcome to the latest edition of Cooking with Arinja. Today, we're going to make a very tasty treacle tart. For the pastry, you will need 225 grams of plain flour, plus extra for dusting, 110 grams of chilled and diced butter, and one lightly beaten, medium free-range egg. And for the filling, you'll need 450 grams of golden syrup, 85 grams of fresh breadcrumbs, and one generous pinch of ground ginger. In a bowl, rub the butter into the flour with your fingers. Mix in the egg with a knife, then knead on a clean dusted work surface to form a dough. Use the dough to line a 23 cm loose bottom tart tin. Prick the base all over and rest in the fridge for about 30 minutes. Then preheat the oven to 190 degrees. Line the pastry with parchment paper and weigh down. Bake the pastry blind for around 15 minutes. Then remove the paper and return the pastry case to the oven until light golden brown. For the filling, mix together the remaining ingredients in a bowl and pour into the pastry case. Then bake for 30 minutes.
Well, that sounded nice. Right, here's the question. How many grams of breadcrumbs are required for the recipe? It was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need to score a point and answer the question? We move on to questions 5, 6, and 7, the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. For question 5, we have some sci-fi. Who stars as the title character in the TV series Star Trek Picard? That's one for all the Star Trek fans out there. Moving on to question 6, on the Olympic flag, the ring in the top left corner is what colour? Now, I'm sure, like me, you've seen the flag many times over the years, but can you picture the colour of that first ring, top left? Question seven now, and it's time for some songs. During the 1980s, True Colours and Time After Time were hit singles for which singer? Two very famous songs, but do you know who sang them? Question eight is two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word ridge, R-I-D-G-E, to make a type of confectionery? Look at those letters. Find that sweet treat. Question nine is, I knew this. And today, it's a First Letters Friday question, all about the initials. Which children's book, which was first published in 1964, has the initials C-A-T-C-F? Think about the letters and see if you can come up with that book title. And here we are at question 10, the final question of the day. And as Friday, we're giving the anagrams a rest. Instead, I have a riddle for you. Let's see if you can figure this one out. I can only point, yet I guide people all over the world. What am I? Have a think. See if you can crack this crafty riddle. And believe it or not, there you have it. That's today's Perfect 10. Another week of brain training almost done. Give yourself a huge round of applause. Get your scorecards ready. If you haven't already got one, head on over to our website. It's perfect10.uk and you can download yours there. A lot of people are finding that they're very, very handy to tot up your scores through the week. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss next week's questions as soon as they drop. It'll be done automatically for you. Oh, anything not to think about it. And follow us on social media at Perfect10Carol. So, 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? It's time to find out because here come the answers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Question one, we started with some transport. Was the Brighton Bell a train or a boat? Well, Brighton Bell was a train. The Brighton Bell was an all-electric train, in fact, that ran daily from London to Brighton from 1933 until 1972. Here comes a pun. Hopefully you're on the right track with your answer. Genius. Question two was our hearsay round, and we were looking for the title of an animated classic.
On your marks, get set, go!
Well, if you said what you heard, you'll have hopefully come up with the answer, Chicken Run. Question three was, of course, Carol lateral thinking. In a code where A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, all the way to Z equals 26, which British band has the code 18149158514? And the answer is Radiohead. Okay, nine letter word, nine number code, the two match up. Question four was our memory round, and as it's Foodie Friday, we were learning how to make a delicious treacle tart. I asked, how many grams of breadcrumbs are required for the recipe? We needed 85 grams of breadcrumbs, so very well done if you managed to remember that, a point to you. We moved into our three frivolous, familiar and fun questions. For question five, I asked, who stars as the title character in the TV series Star Trek Picard? It was, of course, Patrick Stewart. Question six was about a very famous flag. On the Olympic flag, the ring in the top left corner is what colour? Well, the one in the top left corner is colour blue. From left to right on the top row, the rings are blue, black, then red. And on the bottom row, they are yellow and green. Here's question seven. During the 1980s, True Colors and Time After Time were hit singles for which singer?
Well,
they were hits for the fantastic Cyndi Lauper. Question 8, 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word ridge to make a type of confectionery? Well, if you change the letter R to an F and the I to a U, you get fudge. Oh, I love fudge. F-U-D-G-E. Question 9 was, I knew this, but did you? I asked you. Which children's book that was first published in 1964 has the initials C-A-T-C-F? Well, it's the wonderful Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And finally, question 10, our Friday riddle. I can only point, yet I guide people all over the world. What am I? Well, the answer is I am a compass. Well done if you managed to figure that one out. And there you have it. That's another week of Perfect 10 done and dusted. And you should by now be feeling a lot smarter than you felt on Monday. Remember to subscribe to our podcast. Follow us across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of the rounds or any of our bonus visual questions. Send us your pictures. Tag us at Perfect 10 Carol on socials. The funnier, the better. Love it. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new week of questions, puzzles and brain teasers. So join me then, please. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.